Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. This Republic of Suffering, Death, and the American Civil War is a work of cultural and social history by Drew Gilpin Faust, a historian and former president of Harvard University. Rather than offering a conventional military account of campaigns and generals, the book examines how the American Civil War forced the United States to confront death on a scale without precedent in its national experience. Faust studies the approximately 60-20, Zara's military deaths commonly associated with the war, while also emphasizing that numbers alone cannot explain the moral, religious, administrative, and emotional upheaval created by mass mortality. The book is organized around practices and problems such as dying, killing, burying, naming, mourning, believing, accounting, and numbering, using letters, diaries, sermons, newspapers, photographs, official records, and memorial practices. Faust shows how death reshaped family life, religious thought, federal responsibility, and national memory. Its purpose is to explain how a war about union and slavery also became a national education and loss. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Civil War transformed the meaning of the good death. Faust begins from the 19th century ideal of the good death, a cultural and religious model in which a dying person faced death consciously, expressed faith, offered final words, and was surrounded by family. The Civil War shattered the conditions that made this ideal possible. This ideal soldiers died suddenly, anonymously, and far from home, often in fields, hospitals, prisons, or after battles where family members could not witness their final moments. This mattered because death was not understood only as a biological event. It was a moral and spiritual passage that required signs of readiness, courage, and salvation. Letters from comrades, nurses, chaplains, and officers often tried to reconstruct this missing scene for families by reporting last words, calm behavior, or evidence of religious belief. Faust shows that such accounts were not sentimental extras but essential forms of consolation. They allowed relatives to fit battlefield death into familiar frameworks of meaning. The collapse of the good death ideal, therefore, reveals the larger cultural shock of the war. Americans had to adapt inherited religious and domestic rituals to a conflict that made orderly, intimate dying nearly impossible. Secondly, mass killing required moral justification as well as military training. The book treats killing as a cultural problem, not merely a battlefield action. Many Civil War soldiers came from a society deeply shaped by Christian morality, domestic values, and Republican ideals that condemned murder and prized self-control. To fight effectively, they needed ways to distinguish wartime killing from ordinary violence. Faust examines how soldiers, clergy, politicians, and communities supplied those justifications. Union soldiers could frame violence as necessary to preserve the nation and later to destroy slavery, while Confederates often described killing as defense of home, honor, and independence. Religious language could sanctify sacrifice and combat, but it could also intensify doubts when slaughter seemed excessive or meaningless. This analysis helps explain why the war did not simply unleash violence. It also produced continuous argument about the legitimacy of taking life. Faust is especially attentive to the tension between duty and conscience. By focusing on killing rather than only dying, she shows that the emotional burden of war fell on survivors as well as victims. Soldiers had to live with acts that civilian culture had taught them to fear, condemn, or regard as spiritually dangerous. Thirdly, burying and naming the dead exposed the limits of private care. One of the most concrete contributions of this Republic of Suffering is its attention to the physical aftermath of battle. The Civil War produced bodies on a scale that overwhelmed families, armies, local communities, and existing burial customs. Dead soldiers were often hastily interred near battlefields, placed in shallow graves, or left unidentified because of weather, battlefield chaos, poor record keeping, and the absence of durable identification systems. Faust shows that burial was not only a logistical task but a moral obligation. To bury a body properly was to affirm the individuality and dignity of the dead. To name the dead was to return them to family, community, and historical memory. The fact that so many remained unknown became one of the central tragedies of the conflict. This problem also altered the relationship between citizens and the state. Families sought information, bodies, and proof, while military and civilian authorities gradually assumed responsibilities that had once belonged mainly to kin and local communities. The struggle to bury and identify the dead, therefore, helped move death from a private domestic sphere into a national administrative concern. Fourthly, civilian mourning linked household grief to national crisis. Faust gives sustained attention to the experience of civilians, especially families who waited for news, searched casualty lists, preserved letters, wore mourning dress, and tried to make sense of absence. The war created grief that was both intensely private and widely shared. a mother, wife, sibling, or child might mourn a single dead soldier, but that sorrow was part of a vast social landscape in which nearly every community encountered loss. This scale changed mourning practices. Newspapers, memorial sermons, condolence letters, photographs, relics, and public ceremonies became tools for connecting individual bereavement to collective sacrifice. Faust shows that women played a central role in sustaining memory, managing mourning rituals, and interpreting the deaths of men who were absent from the home. At the same time, the war made grief unstable. Many families never received bodies, reliable reports, or final words. The gap between ritual expectations and wartime uncertainty deepened suffering. By analyzing mourning as a practice, Faust avoids treating grief as only emotion. She shows it as social labor, a means of preserving identity, asserting meaning, and negotiating the relationship between family loss and national purpose. Federal commemoration created a new politics of obligation to the dead. The later chapters show how the Civil War forced the United States government to assume new responsibilities for the dead, especially Union soldiers. Efforts to locate graves, identify remains, establish national cemeteries, and count the fallen reflected a major shift in public obligation. The dead were no longer only the concern of families or local burial societies. They became evidence of national sacrifice and a claim on federal memory. Faust connects this process to the emergence of a more powerful administrative state after the war. Counting and naming were acts of honor, but they were also bureaucratic practices that required records, classifications, reports, and legislation. The unevenness of this commemoration is equally important. Union dead received federal attention in ways that Confederate dead did not, while the place of black soldiers raised questions about citizenship, sacrifice, and recognition. The book therefore treats memorialization as political as well as emotional. Cemeteries and lists of names did not simply preserve memory. They helped define who belonged to the nation, whose service counted, and how the state would convert battlefield death into public meaning. In conclusion, this Republic of Suffering is best suited for readers interested in the Civil War beyond battlefield tactics, including students of American history, cultural history, religious history, memory studies, and the history of mourning. It will also benefit general readers who want to understand why the Civil War marked such a decisive rupture in American life. The practical value of the book lies in its explanation of how societies respond when familiar rituals, institutions, and beliefs are overwhelmed by mass death. It shows how private grief becomes a public problem, how governments develop obligations to the dead, and how memorial practices shape national identity. Compared with many Civil War books, its distinction is its angle of analysis. Faust does not center generals, campaigns, or constitutional politics, although those contexts remain present. She instead examines death as the central shared reality of the war and follows its consequences through households, churches, hospitals, battlefields, cemeteries, and federal policy. The result is a history that connects intimate experience with institutional change. Its use of primary sources gives the book emotional force, while its thematic structure keeps the argument analytical. It stands out because it makes mortality, mourning, and memory essential to understanding the Civil War rather than treating them as aftermath. If you would like to support Drew Gilpin Faust, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.